Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something really interesting. Student learning outcomes assessment.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
It sounds a little jargony, but stick with us.
Yeah.
Because it's really all about moving beyond grades and actually looking at what students can do with what they've learned.
Right.
Like, can they apply those skills? Can they actually show us what they've mastered? And to help us unpack this, we've got some great source material today, focusing on all the benefits of this approach.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest benefits is that it really shifts the focus, you know, from just like absorbing information to actually being able to apply it. I mean, imagine a world where instead of just seeing a GPA on a resume, employers could actually see proof that a candidate can put their knowledge to work.
Yeah, that would be a game changer for sure.
Right.
I mean, our source material really hits on that, talking about how SLO assessment can paint a clear picture of what students can actually achieve.
Exactly. And it's not about like vague concepts like engagement or anything like that. We're talking about measurable skills, you know, concrete things.
Give me an example. What kind of measurable skills?
Well, let's say you have a music student. You can assess them on their ability to play a challenging piece, right? Or a computer science student on their ability to write a specific type of code. It's about being able to actually observe and document that they've mastered that skill.
So it's like, instead of just saying, oh, this person is good at math, you can actually show that they can solve a complex equation or build an algorithm or whatever.
Yeah, it's about the evidence.
And speaking of evidence, the source also talks about how this kind of assessment can actually be used to make teaching better, which I find really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. It creates this really cool feedback loop, you know, where teachers can see exactly where students are excelling, but also where they might be struggling.
And then adjust their approach based on that.
Exactly. Think of it like a basketball coach, right? If they see a player consistently missing free throws, they're going to focus their training on that specific skill to help that player improve.
Right. So it's the same idea in the classroom. It's about constantly refining the teaching process based on what's actually working and what's not.
Exactly. It benefits everyone.
So, okay, we've talked about how this benefits teachers, but what about the students? I mean, how does this approach actually benefit them directly?
Well, imagine you're learning a new language, right? And through these assessments, you suddenly realize, hey, I can actually hold a conversation now.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
That feeling, that sense of accomplishment, of knowing you've actually mastered a skill, it's incredibly empowering, you know? And SLO assessment helps to make that happen.
It's almost like leveling up in a video game, but with real world skills instead.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see how that would be really motivating for students. Okay, so we've talked about benefits for teachers, benefits for students. But the source also mentions this idea of accountability, which I think is really important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So how does SLO assessment actually play into that?
Well, it's about transparency, you know, and about being able to actually demonstrate the effectiveness of education. Think about it this way. If you're investing in something, whether it's healthcare or education, you want to see results, right?
Of course.
You want to see that it's actually working. And SLO assessment provides that evidence. It shows parents, policymakers, future employers, everyone, that educational institutions are actually delivering on their promises, that students are graduating with the competencies they need to succeed.
So it's not just about, like, abstract measures of success. It's about proving that education is actually leading to real world results.
Right, exactly.
Which leads us perfectly into the final point from our source, which is how this entire approach actually prepares students for success beyond the classroom, for life after school.
Absolutely. It's about giving students the tools they need, the skills they need to actually thrive in their careers, you know, and in life in general. Instead of just racking up good grades, they're developing real demonstrable competencies, the kind of things that make them valuable assets in any field they choose.
So it's about ensuring that what they learn in school actually translates into real-world success.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. So just to recap, SLO assessment. It's about shifting the focus from grades to skills, helping teachers improve their teaching, empowering students to track their progress, and ultimately preparing them for success in the real world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I had a great expert to help me out, so thank you for that. But before we wrap up completely, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Final thoughts. Well, you know, this whole conversation has really got me thinking, what if we really fully embraced this competency-based approach? Could we actually see a future where degrees become less important than the actual skills you can demonstrate? I don't know. It's just something to think about.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, and one that I think is going to become even more important in the future. So listeners, something to ponder as you continue your own learning journey. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.